This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now Burns. He'll dump it back in for the Canes inside 20 seconds to go. Far side of the point, it's Gostisbehere. Along the boards, Jarvis, Svechnikov, right side. Up top, Gostisbehere, 10 seconds. Wrist shot, it's high. Stays in play. Off the inboards, a battle for the loose puck. All 5 seconds. Gostisbehere at the line. Across, Burns shot wide. The final seconds tick away. And the Florida Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup Final for the third year in a row. The Panthers win Game 5, 5-3. They finish off the Canes in 5 games. The Panthers are Eastern Conference champions in 2025.
The Beasts of the East will be returning to the Stanley Cup Final for a third time.
Somebody just DM'd me on Instagram. Have an easy show, my friend. And then he sent me his gambling ticket, betting the Panthers, live betting the Panthers down to nothing. I got that from a number of people yesterday. So the Florida Panthers, they're heading back to the Stanley Cup Final for the third season in a row. And the first thing that pops into my head is I bet Bahama Breeze wishes they didn't go out of business last week.
Good call.
Because, you know, they had that out parcel right there at Sawgrass Mills. And, I mean, what a terrible timing to go out of business. I mean, who's not going to want a delicious Bahamian meal before a Stanley Cup final game?
Their floor plan is perfect for watch party, celebratory block party, beverage food festival. Like, it's perfect for this.
But alas, while the Stanley Cup runs through Sawgrass Mills Mall once more, there will be no meals at Bahama Breeze because they went out of business last week. I mean, who made this decision? Did they look at the schedule and go, you know what? I'd take a flyer, order in some extra tomatoes and lettuce, and we'll see if we can make it, you know, another couple of weeks, just take advantage of the Stanley Cup final crowd. But no, they're out of business. Did anyone else think of that, or am I the only person that the moment it was over and the Panthers had punched their ticket to their third Stanley Cup final, did anyone else think about the ill timing of Bahama Breeze closing their doors at Sawgrass?
I could tell you with 100% certainty that I did not think about Bahama Breeze yesterday as I was watching Barkov lift another Eastern Conference trophy.
Yeah, I couldn't think about anything other than that.
If anybody's interested in Bahama Breeze, there is one on Kendall Drive and 122nd Avenue. Still booming.
A little out of the way, though.
Okay.
I'm
throwing it out there, Hawk. You want a little Cajun pasta, that's still your option.
From Mike Gould on Twitter, the Florida Panthers, who famously went 22 years without winning so much as a single playoff series, have now reached the Stanley Cup final more times than the Calgary Flames have in their entire franchise history. Isn't that where Huberto is?
I believe it's in Calgary.
The Stanley Cup final runs through Florida now for the sixth straight year. Tampa, Tampa, Tampa. Panthers, Panthers, Panthers. Single game tickets for Stanley Cup final games will go on sale to the general public tomorrow, 3 p.m. on SeatGeek. So that's during our show. We know what Jimmy will be doing at 3 o'clock.
You know it.
Tomorrow, single game tickets for the Stanley Cup final, all the games, will go on sale to the general public 3 p.m. on SeatGeek. Panthers announced also all Stanley Cup final away game watch parties will take place at the Amerant Bank Arena. You can get all the info at floridapanthers.com/playoffcentral. I know everybody's caught up in it right now, so you kind of want to plot out your calendar. We won't know officially when the games are until, I mean, you could know as early as tonight based on what goes on with Edmonton and Dallas. But, man, Solana mentioned it. All hail Sasha Barkov. You know, the more you watch the replay on that, the more you realize, like, just on a different level. I mean, just being able to control the puck, keep defenders away from it, and have a direct line to Carter Verhaeghe. I mean, just a thing of beauty last night. I mean, it was something. They're down 2-0. They don't get rattled. I said this throughout the playoffs. They're unflappable. They don't get rattled. They put 3 on the board. They need to get that game winner. And Sasha Barkov, your guy, man. If you're a Panthers fan, Sasha Barkov, your guy, makes an incredible play. Carter Verhaeghe is right there. And they are doing it again. Third straight Stanley Cup final.
I would go to war for Sasha Barkov. Today, right now, I would go to war. Forget the Murmurs Militia. I would go to war for General Barkov today.
He's one of the few Panthers that you have not called to be traded during this season.
Yet.
Yeah, let's see what you have during the final.
No, but
man,
you know how we've talked about Barkov, Hawk, for years, how he's the best player on the Panthers, bar none, right? Like, and it was always hard to contextualize it because he doesn't have, like, the flashy goals. He's not, you know, the NHL leader in points every single season. He's not Wayne Gretzky. He's not Alexander Ovechkin. He's not Sidney Crosby. So he doesn't, like, jump off the page. But everybody who knows about hockey will tell you, no, but he dominates the game. Like, he does the things that the best player on every hockey team needs to do, even if it's not flashy. And yesterday, he made the flashy play at the most pivotal point of the game. You needed your best player to go one-on-one ISO and hit the step back three. And yesterday he went ISO, hit the step back three, and he put the Panthers in front with probably one of the best assists I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, that's what the best player on the ice is supposed to do in that moment, and he delivered.
Somebody texts in, these are my favorite sports radio listening days. The day after big, monumental winning games. I love it. Now, do you think that's before or after my first thought is Bahama Breeze is closed?
Before, 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
And the guy dejectedly turned off the radio when I said my observation from last night is that Bahama Breeze picked an inopportune time to go out of business. I mean, how long were they there at Sawgrass? You're going out of business now, Bahama Breeze? It doesn't make any sense. No one looked at a calendar.
Well, they don't have the guts. Like, I don't know what else to tell you, Hawk. They didn't have the guts.
Yeah. Somebody texts in, that pasta legit.
Bro, that Cajun pasta, I don't know what it was called, but that Cajun pasta is ridiculously good.
I think they have good bread there, too. Didn't they? Bahama Breeze have good bread?
Yeah, they do. They do. And they have, like, low-key, some of the best appetizers in the game. Their artichoke dip, it was very, very, very good. They had yuca cheese sticks the last time I went, which were, it's yuca bites with cheese. I mean, fire. Just fire. And their flatbreads. Unbelievable.
Kind of shocking that Bahama Breeze couldn't make it at Sawgrass. You know what I mean?
Doesn't that
seem tailor-made for Sawgrass? Not that you've ever been there.
Maybe not that many people are going. Lack of customers, Hawk. I don't know what to tell you.
They'd make it a Dolphin Mall with no problem,
Dolphin
right?
Mall. I mean, you have no idea. There'd be lines out the door. Dateland. They should open one up.
I mean, what's going out in Sawgrass? Very hard to go out in Sawgrass, I think. But Wanadu City's gone out. And the Bahama Breeze, Wanadu City, Books a Million. I mentioned that yesterday. Books a Million's no longer there.
That close in 1999, Hawk.
Yeah. Man, bad timing there, huh?
I need the Panthers to win another cup because we got to go to a parade. I texted my boys last night, Hawk. I said, if the Panthers win another Stanley Cup, whether it's home or away, I don't care where it happens, I'm going to sleep at Elbow Room that night. Like, I won't miss it this year. I won't miss it this year. I went to the parade route in Miami, and there was – I remember I had the video on Bird Road. It was fun. It was cool.
You're talking about for the Heat.
No, I'm talking about for the Panthers.
Oh, you're talking about just like the – not the parade route, but just like the celebration.
The night that they won. I went to Bird Road. Yeah. There were people – I was surprised. There were people at Bird Road.
Yep.
But I'm taking my ass up to Fort Lauderdale. I'm taking my flip-flops. And I'll be on Fort Lauderdale Beach until Matthew Tkachuk is back in Fort Lauderdale Beach in the water with the damn Stanley Cup again. I'll wait it out as long as I need to because they're going to be partying all night again. You just know that they are.
I'll tell you what. I will drive directly to the Dairy Queen on 136th by the arena. And let me tell you something. You know these ice cream places, you know they're not paying attention. Like, you know that place is going to just be closed. That place... Dairy Queen, if you're listening, on 136, whenever the Panthers play a Stanley Cup final game, be ready to be open that night. You can be a natural celebration spot. You can be Sunrise's version of La Carreta or
Café Versailles. Yes.
Like, Hawk. You can be that in Sunrise, Dairy Queen. Just listen to me.
Hear me out, Dairy Queen. Matthew Tkachuk and Brad Marchand are taking the Stanley Cup to fill the cup with a blizzard. With a blizzard, and they're going to eat blizzards out of the cup.
They turn it over so you see it doesn't come out of the cup. Because that's how you do it with a blizzard.
Of course.
Dairy Queen has that. You got to flip them over so that the spoon stays in.
And if it does come out, then everybody eats for free, obviously.
Now I'm getting annoyed by this because I know all these businesses are going to be closed. No one's going to take advantage of this.
It's too annoying to be successful. Better off losing. Panthers, just blow it. Lose.
You can't tell me that Sports Authority didn't go out of business too early at Sawgrass Mills Mall because who wouldn't want a Panthers jersey right now? A little Barkov, Scherzy, something.
Hockey sticks would be flying off the racks right now, Hawk.
There's no Sports Authority. You can't even go.
Crazy.
Somebody says, Hawk, you're wrong. Books a Million is still there. My father shops there. Is Books a Million still open at Sawgrass? Jimmy, call Books a Million Sawgrass Mills and just see if they've ever closed. See if they're open. Is Books a Million in Sawgrass Mills still open? That doesn't seem possible, does it?
I can't believe that it's still open.
Yes, it's still open.
It's still open?
They close at 9 p.m.
How long have you been sitting on this information, Jimmy?
I just found out now. I thought it was closed,
wow,
too.
Wow. This is unbelievable. My faith in humanity has been restored. You're telling me the Stanley Cup goes through Books a Million this year?
100%.
I mean, this Books a Million, they've got everything. Not just a million books. You can get a hacky sack. You can get a bookmark. greeting cards. They got it all. They got Beanie Babies, I'm sure. Is it open? It really is. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really open.
There happens to be quite a few in Florida.
Somebody says the Dairy Queen's not on 136. It's hiatus in Oakland. Is that where it is? Yeah, whatever. Listen, I'm going to drive around until I find a Dairy Queen, all right? But trust me, they're going to be closed. They're not going to take advantage of this. Dairy Queen could print $1 million cash for every night the Panthers have a dub, and they're going to be closed. I guarantee you. It can be some teenage girl. She's going to have no idea. And she, you know, well, we're out of cones.
Has Dairy Queen taken advantage of the fact that...
Who knows? I mean, Bahama Breeze closed their doors. You can't trust big business.
How is Dairy Queen not giving the Panthers an endorsement deal? Brad Marchand should be the face of the Dairy Queen Blizzard. How is this not happening? How are we the only people smart enough to realize that Dairy Queen's sitting on a landmine, on a gold mine?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, if it was a landmine, it would be trouble. Obviously.
It would be. It would be.
Because no one wants to sit on a landmine.
Yeah, thank you very much, Hawk.
I mean, sometimes you got to take one for the team, but no one wants to sit on a landmine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, let's do headlines here. Coach Jim Larrañaga is going to join us today. There's also NBA playoffs going on. OKC punched their ticket. Randy Moeller is going to join us. We will talk with Moeller about what the Panthers have done. So that's exciting. We'll get headlines here. Start out the show with Alejandro Solana. Shocked as anyone to learn that Books A Million, which he thought closed 26 years ago in 1999, is still, in fact, open. Perfect spot to get a magazine or a puzzle.
That is the most shocking thing.
That's
Books
shocking.
A Million.
That's shocking.
Is still open. I cannot believe
it. I didn't
even
think the chain was open anymore.
No, I mean, they're thriving. There's dozens in the state of Florida. Dozens. I just looked it up.
In Florida?
In Florida. And there's more outside of Florida. They're thriving.
This is shocking. We're going to have team coverage on this.
Who
the hell with the Panthers?
Yeah.
I got to know what's going on with Books A Million.
Chances Coach Larrañaga has ever eaten at a Bahama Breeze?
I'm going to say 98% yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that feels like his kind of place.
No, that doesn't feel like his kind of place. Hillstone.
Yeah, 100%.
Hillstone seems to be like the kind of place.
I'm not saying that he doesn't run the gamut. I don't know. I'm not saying he doesn't run the gamut.
Yeah.
But he's been around South Florida long enough. He's absolutely been to Bahama Breeze. And I bet he says to his wife afterwards, oh, this is fantastic. This is a nice atmosphere. We should come back here more often.
My guess is if you ask Coach L, hey, going to dinner at Bahama Breeze, meet me up, he'll tell you he's feeling a little under the weather.
Well, how about this? because we know that you, 31 years old, have never stepped foot in Sawgrass Mills Mall.
Right.
And I find that shocking, a little bit repulsive and somewhat arrogant.
Okay. I'm willing to put money on the table right now, Hawk. I'm willing to put money that Coach Larrañaga has never been to Sawgrass Mills
right.
Mall. I'm willing.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Right.
I guarantee you he's never been to Sawgrass Mills, but he's an important guy who's been busy all his life. You don't do anything. You walk your dog around a little bit in the morning. You make a whey shake. Like, there, you know what I mean? Like, there's not much going on in your life. That guy, he's out recruiting. He's running. He's writing new plays. He's got, I mean, he's got a million things going on. He doesn't have time for Sawgrass Mills.
Arrogant, huh?
Yeah, a little repulsive and somewhat arrogant. That
gotcha.
Was a good description. That was a good off the dome. That was a pretty good description.
Hawk, if I would have told you a decade ago that the Florida Panthers are going to be back to back to back Eastern Conference champions in the NHL, you would have what? Had me drug tested?
I mean, no one would have believed it. No one would have believed it. First of all, you like again, we talk about knowing that you're in the good old days while you're in the good old days. That's the, you know, the lament of anyone getting older like myself. I wish I knew I was in the good old days when the good old days were going on. It is so difficult to go to three straight Stanley Cup final. I think they said it last night on TNT that four teams have done it since like 1980. That's not a lot. So I hope people are enjoying this and recognizing this for what it is. But yeah, I would have had you drug tested because this doesn't happen.
Crazy.
Ticket Wizard confirming, by the way, that Books A Million is indeed open at Sawgrass Mills Mall.
Now I'm interested. Now I may go up to Sawgrass Mills.
Feel like a live broadcast at Books A Million and then celebrate the live broadcast. At Dairy Queen.
With a bookmark?
Sure. I mean, whatever you get, you know, I'm sure. I know the Ticket Wizard gets newspapers. So he probably goes there for multiple newspapers. I happen to have an issue, though. I love books. As I've gotten older, though, I have a rare condition called reading narcolepsy.
Hmm.
And so I can't get through half a page without falling asleep.
Just one half of a page?
Half of a page, I fall right asleep. So I haven't been able to read a book in over 10 years because I've got this condition.
Wow.
Even at Temple, I can't open the prayer book. I'll fall right asleep there, right in the pew.
Sounds like you've conditioned yourself.
No, I wish there was a way to cure this. Unfortunately, it's incurable. It doesn't affect reading something digitally, social media.
Only
that I can read for hours.
Only something on a paper, like on a
right.
legitimate
or,
paper.
Or a digital book.
Right. Because you read a menu just fine. I've seen this in action. You read a menu
right.
just
doesn't,
fine.
It doesn't happen with menus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could read a menu for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Book, though, half page, narcolepsy. Narcolepsy is when you fall asleep, right, without knowing it?
I'll say yes, but I don't actually know right. if that's true or not.
I just want to make sure that it's not not something else.
Sounds good to me.
You don't know narcolepsy?
I think you're right. I think that's narcolepsy.
Yeah, chronic sleep disorder that causes overwhelming daytime drowsiness.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a terrible condition for a radio host.
Congratulations.
Really a terrible condition for any job.
For
now
any
that
job.
I think about it.
Yeah.
Right? Coach, pilot, anything.
Man, I wish Jimmy had narcolepsy though, because it would be just wildly funny if
he might have a touch of it because I've seen him doze off.
Every hour or so.
Me doze off? That's impossible.
The Florida Panthers are back in the Stanley Cup final. We don't know when they're going to play because tonight Edmonton is going to try to close out the Dallas Stars, but potentially they could have 9 days off if that series gets dragged out. Could be 5 days off. Just depends on when that series ends.
All right. Well, we will watch tonight.
Some of the other news, I know none of us really care right now because we're on a high with the Florida Panthers. Hawk, it's almost like yesterday I wanted to feel jacked up. Like, I wanted to just, like, open up a bottle, throw, like, let's go out. I wanted to celebrate, but I'm like, I feel like this was expected, you know?
Well,
like,
I mean, enthusiasm. We've done it. It's 3 years in a row. Every analyst pointed out the same thing, every hockey writer. The Panthers were all business after the win last night.
Right?
They were not, you said, hoisting a trophy. They did not hoist any trophy.
They didn't
do
anything.
They were all business. They took the picture with the trophy almost looking obligated to do so.
Right.
But it was not like last season where they were throwing sticks in the air, or the season before that, same thing. This was much like, hey, we've got business to do that's still four wins away from handling our business.
They legitimately did not celebrate. Buzzer goes off, and there was nothing. And it was badass, man. It was badass.
Yeah.
But it just kind of made me, in my mind, say, yeah, this was expected. They're expected to do this. But it hasn't been done in 30 years. Back-to-back-to-back.
Feeling good.
Stanley Cup final appearances.
Feeling good.
Oklahoma City makes the NBA Finals for the first time since 2012, when the Miami Heat beat them in five games.
Yeah.
They closed out the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, and they did so handsomely.
Yep.
Tonight, Tyrese Halliburton, he's going to try to close out the New York Knicks at MSG. That game will be at 8:30 p.m.
All right.
And the Western Conference Finals, Dallas and Edmonton, game five as well tonight. That game is at 8. You can listen to it right here on 560 WQAM. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the mid to upper 70s. Another hot day in South Florida. That is your weather.
I mean, someone texts in, how is Dairy Queen not on this? A Kachuklet chip blizzard. I get a Kachuklet chip blizzard. How do they not have that?
Kachuklet chip blizzard.
Kachuklet.
Kachuklet chip blizzard. Jeez.
Right. Kachuklet chip blizzard. But they're not going to do anything because they're asleep at the wheel. I think Coach Larinaga is like me. I don't like people who are asleep at the wheel. DQ, they're handing you a marketing opportunity on a silver platter. I go there. I go, hey, do you have a Kachuklet chip? They're going to look at me like I'm crazy. I feel crazy saying that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.